right, folks, we're glad to be sitting here and talking with Kevin Booth, American filmmaker. You may know him from his great documentary, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. Kevin, how you doing?
Doing really good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, folks, if you haven't seen American Drug War, you definitely need to take a look at this. It's one of the best documentaries about the failings of America's war on drugs. You've also got the film How Weed Won the West. How did that do for you? You guys got that on Netflix and stuff yet?
Yeah, we got the video on demand with that one. And, you know, it was a little bit more of a quickie, lighthearted film. And, you know, it's funny now looking back, we ended on the famous last words of saying, you know, marijuana's legal. Woohoo, we can all party, you know, and ever since then.
Yeah, look what's happened.
Especially just today, if you heard about what happened in Oakland today.
Yeah, that's right. We've been reporting on the Oaksterdam raids, and we spoke with Dale Sky Jones from the university, and she's commenting on that. Still information that's coming out today, and we'll get all that to the people. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is a full-out war in California, Obama administration clamping down hard. The next film you've got coming up here, American Drug War 2. This is what we've got you on the line here to talk about. We've got some screenings of this coming up. Tell folks about American Drug War 2. Does it just take off from where the last one left off?
Right. Well, it's actually what I'm doing is it's not, the film is not finished yet. I've been out there on the field filming. I just got back from filming in Juarez, Mexico.
Oh, wow.
We've been filming in Colorado. We've got huge slew of amazing experts in this thing, and what I'm doing is I've got these lectures. I do like these lecture screenings at universities, and it enables me to almost edit the movie live in front of an audience. I go in front of the audience, and I've got all these pieces of the movie that I filmed, and I can actually feel the live audience. So if you want to have input on the way that American Drug War II is edited and put together, come out to these shows, because it's really the way the audience reacts. I did one in New Hampshire a couple weeks ago, and you know, already because of the way they reacted with certain things, I'm removing this, I'm adding this, you know, and so, but there's going to be some footage that no one's seen yet that we shot. We just got back from, like I said, Juarez, Mexico, which was pretty crazy. When we were there, the cartels were killing one police officer a day. And we got taken into what was called, considered the most dangerous neighborhood in the world, in the very back, on the back, the entire neighborhood is just built on rubble, and on giant trash dumps. And this is important, you know, a lot of people in the marijuana movement may be saying, like, well, what does this have to do with us? Well, it has everything to do, because Juarez is really, you know, what's going to happen to everybody if the war on drugs doesn't end.
Yeah.
This is basically, you know, going to be the future if the drug war doesn't end. And so it is important to look at Juarez and what we're doing to these people with our failed policy, because it's really reprehensible. We went in this neighborhood, all these young kids join this gang called the Aztecs, and the cartels come in there to recruit these kids, and they pay them, upwards of $40 to commit murder.
Wow.
And so, yeah, for about $40, you can hire someone to kill somebody in Juarez.
We're speaking with Kevin Booth, a director of American Drug War, and now American Drug War 2, that is being edited as we as you travel around speaking about it. And we wanted to let people know that there will be a screening and a lecture taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, April 4th, 2 o'clock at the University of Pittsburgh. And then you're off to Boston the next day on Thursday, April 5th, 8 o'clock at night at Tufts University in Boston. How has this tour been going? You got more dates coming up after this?
I think I've got Portland, Oregon, I always forget how to pronounce it. Willamette. You live in Portland.
Yeah.
Willamette. God, I always miss Willamette. I'll be in Willamette, I believe. Oh my gosh, I have this in front of me. I believe April 12th in Willamette.
Yeah, definitely.
And that'll be an all-day deal. I think I'm going to introduce American Drug War real early in the day. If they're going to play the film, I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to do the lecture that I'm doing at these places. So it's going to be like a 6-hour show or something. It'll be crazy.
We'll definitely have to come out for that if you're at Willamette University. That's real close to us. We'd love to get a chance to meet you, get you on video. That'd be fantastic.
Perfect.
All right. April 12th here in the Portland area. And Kevin, as you do this, this is also on Facebook. If people want to get connected that way, what's the Facebook address for them?
Well, you know what? Just go find me, Kevin Booth, on Facebook and through there. I mean, you could just search your way into it. I don't know the exact address.
Is there information?
You know what, go to sacredcow.com.
That's what I was going to say, sacredcow.com.
Yes. Yeah, go to sacredcow.com, and on there I've got posters for each show. You can always keep up with whatever I'm doing at sacredcow.com. Mm. And from there you can find your way to like RSVP pages or wherever you need to find yourself.
Excellent. Now, Kevin, when you were shooting down there in Juarez, you reported on the police being assassinated one per day. We actually reported on that story and how they had to move the entire Juarez police force into a hotel to keep them protected. Did you fear for your life while you were shooting these in Juarez?
While I was shooting, yeah, I was shooting. No, they were shooting. I was hiding.
Yeah.
But it sounds really dumb here. We actually hired private security, so it's crazy because what you find out is that you can't hire the police, because if you hire the police are all bought and paid for by the cartels. So you have to hire private security, and you know, hopefully they're not corrupt. So, you know, you just hope that you didn't hire a private security firm that's going to sit there and go, oh, well, this guy from the cartel is going to offer me more than what you're paying for, you know, to for your ransom. So, you know, we actually had armed escort the whole time. We had like this really hot skinny girl with like a giant gun, like walking around. She looked like Secret Service. She was all Sarah Palin looking, and it's hard to explain.
Wow.
But she drove us around the city. But she was with this private security firm. You'll see it in the film.
Now,
yeah, definitely. You know, I was only over there for so long, and I'm such an idiot. I go, the first day I go walking over there with my camera, just rolling, and walk up to the guys with the machine guns, and I'm like, hey, is it okay if I interview y'all? What do you think? And they're just like, dude, you've got to be kidding me. And, you know, of course, they're all like, it's like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. I'm sure Gringo Loco came into that conversation somewhere along the line.
Yeah, after a while, and I got back. But the people that were the meanest to me, actually the biggest jerks of the whole trip, were the American Homeland Security. They're the ones that ended up yelling at me over and over again because, you know, I kept going through the security checkpoint on the way back, and I would think I was so slick by just, you know, having my camera around my neck with it on and running. And they'd just be like, dude, we're not that stupid. And I'd be like, oh, really? You're not?
Really? Oh, wow. We're speaking with Kevin Booth from Sacred Cow Productions, sacredcow.com for information on this new movie, American Drug War II. What else do you have included other than the Juarez stuff in this new movie? What are we going to see?
Oh, well, yeah, that's just one little fraction. I mean, we're getting all into the cutting-edge cancer research. We've got Dr. Courtney, Dr. Abrams. We just got back from Colorado filming Cannabis Science with Dr. Robert Melamed. They're going to be in the film. We've got the thing about all the research going on in CBDs and juicing the plant and the Rick Simpson oil, and basically the fact that, you know, that our own government bought the patent to cannabinoids and medical marijuana back in 2003. So while they're raiding everybody in Oaksterdam today, they themselves are already working with pharmaceutical companies, knowing that it is real medicine. And, you know, the real story is that curing cancer would destroy a $1 trillion a year industry, and our government has no desire to ever cure cancer. And that's why you're being thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you so much truth there, and it does get pretty scary when you start to, you know, peel away the layers of the drug war onion, and you find that it really is that cynical. It's about protecting profits, about protecting entrenched industries, and it puts the government in the position of being the hired thug that keeps the mafia money flowing, if you want to use that kind of metaphor. You know, it's just the way we're being it's the smash and grab robberies that we get in California with the DEA, where they bust up someone's business, but they never charge anyone with any crime. It just smacks of mafiosos and thuggery. It's sad our country has come to this position, don't you think?
And I think, you know, and another thing that's coming out of this too is people should look up cnhemp.com. I believe that's the right URL, but people need to know that China is now racing ahead of the United States in hemp production and CBD research. and all the things that, well, we should be and are supposed to be doing here in the United States. So, you know, we just filmed, we did a chapter about industrialized hemp, and we were at Dr. Bronner's soap factory. It's run by his grandson. It's a famous soap maker. Have you ever heard of Dr. Bronner's Magic Soap?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we've got some here in the house.
There you go. Yeah, so we went to the factory there, and they're a huge consumer of hemp oil. And, you know, he has to buy his hemp oil from Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's completely crazy. You know, they can't, you know, they can't get the hemp grown. And he gave me a briefcase made out of hemp. That's amazing. You know, they're building, I believe, Mercedes-Benz and other companies are using hemp to create these incredible composite materials, almost like fiberglass, but it's even stronger than fiberglass when you smash on it. You know, conservative, even redneckish Americans who have been against marijuana all this time need to know that, well, China is taking over this industry if we don't, like, do something here.
Yeah, there's so much about it. You know, there's so many different industries that are fighting to maintain the status quo, and that fight means, you know, throwing good people in jail and letting Mexico get slaughtered down there. It's just obscene, and I'm glad you've got this movie, American Drug War II, that's going to shine a light on a lot of this and inform the people, like you say, those people that aren't paying too close attention. Maybe they'll see this or they're flipping through the Netflix or they see it on TV somewhere. And we get some more information out to the people.
Just try to wake up people one person at a time. You know, that's
absolutely
all you can do.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin Booth, thank you so much.
There's also one. There's one little chapter here. We'll squeeze this in.
Oh, yes.
About the foster system. My wife and I recently entered into the foster system. We didn't have children of our own, and we learned after getting into this that 90% of all children in the foster system are on powerful pharmaceutical drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this isn't every case example, but there's actual cases out there where someone's children has been taken away from them because they're only using marijuana. And then the government takes your children, puts them in a home with some crazy people, and then puts them on Adderall. I mean, all these foster kids, they're all on Adderall. They're all on antidepressants. You know, it's just unbelievable. And they're just drugging these children. I mean, this young girl we were taking care of, she came to us with court orders. Like, if we broke these orders, she would have been taken away from us, where it's basically, you know, at 6 in the morning, you give her speed, and at 6 at night, you give her a tranquilizer.
Jeez.
And this is like a 12-year-old, you know, little girl who, like, did nothing except for the fact that her mom screwed up and went to jail for a couple years.
That was just reprehensible. There's, again, like I said, so many different angles in this, so many terrible obscenities committed in the name of this war on drugs. Oh my God. Well, Kevin, you know, that's about all the time we've got here for you today, but we could probably talk for an hour on this. I hope to see you in a few days out there at Willamette University.
Absolutely. Let's do some more. I appreciate you having me on here and plugging these things and, keep you in the loop, and when this film is done, we'll do a lot more.
All right, thanks so much, Kevin Booth from American Drug War and American Drug War II, as well as How Weed Won the West. Thanks for joining us here on Normal Show Live.